Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to Politico Playbook Audio Briefing, sponsored by Pharma.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Just a quick reminder to kick things off, we are interviewing Florida Senator Marco Rubio this morning at the Liaison Hotel. Doors open at 8 a.m. There is a lot to talk about. We're kicking off this morning's playbook with a very interesting spotted. Michigan Congressman John Conyers was spotted on a Delta flight last night from DCA to Detroit. Per our tipster, he didn't get the upgrade. I sometimes don't get upgrades, and I'm not happy about that either. Conyers was seated comfortably in seat 10D. This is interesting because the House is in session this week, which means Conyers would presumably have to be in D.C. The buzz around town last night was not if Conyers stepped down, but when. As one veteran Democratic lobbyist with congressional Black caucus ties said, it's not about re-election, it's about whether the Michigan Democrat will put the party ahead of himself.
The big picture this morning is looking at the impact of the fight between President Donald Trump and Democratic leadership. It's a major setback in Republicans' quest to wrap up a large chunk of big-ticket legislating this year. Here's the state of play. According to aides involved in discussions on both sides of the Hill, Republicans and Democrats were supposed to hash out a deal this week to set top-line spending levels for next year. Then they were going to finish tax reform and use the week of December 18th to hammer out a long-term spending deal. Trump and the Democrats have now blown that up. Hopes have dimmed that this so-called caps deal will now happen on this timeline. That means an omnibus spending deal, one that funds government through the fall of 2018, will likely have to be punted to early 2018.
Republicans' options are now pretty limited. They could concede that they can't finish everything this month and pass a stopgap funding bill next week that goes until January. This would save us all a lot of time and drama in December and would allow the tax reform bill to get done with no other distractions this month. One warning, Republicans would have to pass that stopgap on their own. They won't get much, if any, help from Democrats. But they could then use January to do a big caps deal, to do some DACA deal, and perhaps even a debt limit. Or they could mess around, pass another short-term spending deal until the end of December, and try, under the gun, to get a caps deal. Remember, Republicans had a plan. The president then tweeted. Schumer and Pelosi then pulled out of the meeting, and their plan was blown up. This is the second fiscal negotiation in which Republicans' well-laid plans were completely destroyed.
Trump was up late on Twitter, tweeting about everything from North Korea to Hillary Clinton's emails to the CFPB to tax reform. He is headed to St. Louis this afternoon to participate in a rally about tax reform. Meanwhile, the Washington Post is out with a piece on how North Korea's latest missile launch appears to put the U.S. Capitol in range. And the New York Times has a scary piece on how the risk of war is greater than the public appreciates.
Alex Eisenstadt scoops that Donald Trump is still weighing an 11th-hour boost for Roy Moore in Alabama. The White House is considering flooding the state with robocalls, emails, and text messages, even though Trump will not visit the state. CNN is reporting that Steve Bannon will campaign for Moore to rally next week. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting that Trump is no longer sure the Access Hollywood tape is real. How about that? He's now telling people, including senators, that he does not think it was his voice on the recording. Access Hollywood says it certainly was his voice, and Donald Trump said it was his voice just last year. The Washington Post has a piece up that Trump is telling people that the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, will wrap up his probe by the end of the year and it will exonerate him. He's dismissing his low approval ratings as fake and is trying to paint a rosy picture of his presidency.
Here's something Chris Murphy and John Cornyn will be interested in. The Washington Post is also reporting that the Air Force failed to report dozens of violent service members to the FBI gun databases. Remember how this week was supposed to be all about tax reform? Politico has a piece up on how Mitch McConnell got some breathing room yesterday with the bill moving out of the Senate Budget Committee. But the New York Times reports that the Republican victory may ultimately rest with Arizona Senator John McCain. No one knows how he will vote, even his closest allies. But it's important to note, he voted against the last two tax cut packages under President George W. Bush.
The Washington Post has a piece that Michael Flynn pushed a big investment in the Middle East that was supported by a company he advised during the 2016 campaign and transition. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Flynn's plan to develop a Middle Eastern nuclear power plant went so far that he sent Trump a draft memo to sign to authorize the project.
In the department of You Just Can't Make It Up, former DNC Director of Communications Brad Woodhouse was the owner of an Airbnb rental that Jamie Phillips, the woman who falsely told reporters that Roy Moore had impregnated her as a teenager, stayed in for 2 weeks. In the juice, we've got Rupert Murdoch praising Vice President Mike Pence at the annual Hudson Institute last night, where Pence was awarded the Herman Kahn Award. and a big gaggle of Trump campaign folks celebrated last night at the Trump Hotel.
We wanted to invite you guys, our Playbook community, Playbook listeners and Playbook readers, to our first live podcast taping next Thursday night at 6th and I at 7 p.m. Our guests, Michael Barbaro, host of the New York Times hit podcast, The Daily, DCCC Executive Director Dan Cena, and NRCC Executive Director John Rogers, and a panel of Politico stars, Rachel Bade, Sung Min Kim, and Annie Carney. Get your tickets now and subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.